This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Earlier this week, Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue signed one hotly debated gun bill into law. He vetoed another. The bill he signed allows people with concealed weapons permits to carry those weapons into many public places, with some specific exceptions. The bill he vetoed would allow permit holders into non-federally controlled areas of airports like Hartsfield-Jackson International. Earlier this week, we spoke with Alice Johnson of Georgians for Gun Safety. Ed Stone is president of GeorgiaCarry.org. Ed Stone, good to have you.
Well, it's good to be on. Thank you.
On the bill the governor signed, first, it clarifies some of the language of the law. It certainly allows people specifically to carry weapons into more public places, but it does not allow them to carry directly into elementary, middle, and high schools or into government buildings, courthouses, jails, and prisons or churches. Is that enough in terms of expansion as far as GeorgiaCarry.org is concerned?
No. Take, for example, you said churches. Georgia is one of only five states that categorically bans firearms in a church. And as we saw out in Colorado at the New Life Church, when a crazy man walked in with 1,000 rounds of ammunition and started killing people, there was a woman there with a concealed handgun license issued by the state of Colorado, and she shot him and stopped that mass murder. In Georgia, she would be a criminal, and the people in that church would be defenseless. We see that as not just a right to bear arms issue or a protection of life issue, but since it's a church, we also see it as a First Amendment issue. We think it violates the freedom of religion.
Can't it also work the other way in that if you have someone who is a permit holder, since there's no training requirement here, if he or she is not trained and you're in the middle of a very crowded public place, the death toll could conceivably be higher than it would have been in that particular incident?
Well, it's hard to say what can happen, but I don't think that the facts bear that out. When you see shootings stopped in school, like the Appalachian Law School, where two students stopped a mass murderer in Virginia, and we didn't have any of the things that people are predicting, like, oh, they shot innocent people, or more people died, or the police are confused when they get there. And then we see Virginia Tech, and we see what happens when the people are helpless and just waiting on the police to arrive. We believe that training is important. However, we don't believe in burdening a constitutional right with a requirement like that. The studies that have been done on that issue show no difference in the amount of accidents or misuses of firearms in the states that have training as compared to the states that do not.
One concern has been with the idea that private property owners can still ban weapons on their property, but let's say it's a bar or something, they'd have to put a sign up, and even then they wouldn't know who was carrying, even though they had said no guns here.
With respect to bars, you cannot just carry it in and the owner not know without committing a crime. That's a special provision that was put into the law.
If somebody doesn't want to ask the owner's permission, he or she could still carry in and the owner would never know.
Well, they could do that before this law was signed into law. What I'm saying is that would be a violation of the law. And if people are going to break the law, they could do that before the law was changed, or they could do it now after the law is changed. If people break the law, they'll break the law. But that would be a violation of the law, and this law does not permit that.
The governor vetoed the other bill, which would have allowed concealed weapons permit holders to carry their weapons into areas of airports not controlled by federal security. In his veto message, the governor said, I think that in signing the other law, I have clarified the public gatherings provision sufficiently, and so we don't need to have a law allowing guns in these areas of the airport. Just wanted to get your response to that.
Well, I was disappointed that he vetoed it. I wish he would have signed it. However, in signing Senate Bill 308, he did clarify the public gatherings law. We are very thankful for that, and we're thankful for his support for the right to bear arms in the past two legislative sessions.
Ed Stone is president of GeorgiaCarry.org. Ed Stone, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate the opportunity.
For more on this and other interviews, visit our website at wabe.org/newsroom and click on WABE Features.